News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, we're joined by the Labour leader, Alan Kelly. Good morning, Alan. I know we want to talk about the vaccine. Just while I have you on, what did you make of Leo Varadkar's comments?
Strange timing, given where we are at the moment as regards tensions in the north. And particularly, as we all know, the next 4 or 5 weeks are always very tense. But, you know, I aspire to unite Ireland myself, like yourself, Shane. I agree with one thing. I believe it is possible within our collective lifetimes, but, you know, because things change, are changing so quickly in modern times. But having said that, I'm not sure his timing was exactly right. It was probably played out for a different reason to a different audience.
Okay, let's talk about the vaccine rollout and specifically that idea, the HSE confirming around, it's almost 500,000 people who are waiting a second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine will receive it over the next 5 weeks. You believe this rollout is taking too long?
Well, I've been raising this now for 6 or 7 weeks, and sometimes, Shane, you just really have to listen to the public. And I personally, along with my colleagues, have had over 1,000 contacts from individuals, sometimes sons and daughters of people in their 60s, late 60s, or the grandchildren even, or nieces and nephews, who got their first AstraZeneca vaccine. There's also people in their 50s, cohort 4, cohort 7, and also, dare I say it, healthcare workers who got their AstraZeneca vaccine. Some were waiting, I've had people onto me waiting 15 weeks for their second one, all the way down to 11 weeks, etc. But the issue for me all along here is this, is that how could people in their 40s, I'm in my 40s myself, how could people in their 40s be fully vaccinated and yet somebody who's 69, possibly with an underlying illness, not be vaccinated ahead of us? I mean, for me, that is illogical. With the new variant coming in, the Delta variant, it means that some people who are far more vulnerable than those younger than them, healthcare workers, for instance, people going out working home help, etc., far more vulnerable in the situations they're in, and they're not vaccinated fully. So we've always been told it's an age-based rollout of vaccination, but this actually, for instance, put it all in doubt. It really contradicted that. So I continuously raised this, and finally yesterday we got some news that within the next 5 weeks everybody will be vaccinated. Now, there needs to be a little bit more detail on that. We're told July 19th. We're not being told that everybody will be done within 8 weeks, so we need to find out a bit more detail on it. It is a step in the right direction. I'm glad they finally listened, but really it's a contradiction that people in their 60s have been left for this length of time while many others younger than them. I had a lady on to me yesterday, and both her children are fully vaccinated.
Yeah,
they don't work in healthcare, and she's 68 years of age.
Yeah, look, there absolutely is contradictions. Were some of those contradictions unavoidable, though, in that the first kind of vaccines we got were the AstraZeneca, in big doses were the AstraZeneca, and really it was about supply, and it just so happens, I mean, I only got mine a couple of weeks ago, but it happened to be the Pfizer one, so I'll be vaccinated in another, whatever it is, fully vaccinated in another 3 weeks or something. Like, it is about supply, and I'm sure that's what the HSE, if they were here today, would say, look, as soon as we get it, we're delivering it.
Oh, listen, I want to say two things very clearly. Firstly, I compliment the HSE and those who are administering the vaccine as regards the actual delivery of the vaccine. In fairness, when they get it, they get it out. I have no issues with them at all. And I also have to say, you know, there has been, I don't know what Paul Reid said recently, 27, 28 different schedules for the vaccine, different changes and advice, etc. And sometimes, obviously, that is, you can't help that just as regards studies and data coming in. But the real issue for me is that if you were going to do an age-based profile, which is what the government have pushed out, well then, you know, we also needed to be dynamic enough to react that with variants coming in, we have to protect the most vulnerable. At the end of the day, somebody who's 40 years of age and with no underlying illnesses is, you know, way less susceptible to getting seriously ill.
Do you think things have slipped a little bit in terms of the strict merit? There definitely was a meritocracy at the start. Has it slipped a little bit? Is there kind of, Asher, look, you know, we have vaccines here, come on down. Has that strict discipline gone a little bit in terms of the meritocracy, do you think?
You know what, I think as regards this issue, and I mean, I'm genuinely saying from the responses I've got, again, last night, I've had so many people from all over the country onto me because I seem to be the only politician raising this consistently. I'm not kidding you when I say thousands. Between all of our representatives, our head office, myself, it's just been phenomenal the amount of people onto me. So people do see that they're being treated in a kind of discriminatory way or wrongly on this. Mm. But I do understand what you're saying. As the vaccine rolls out further, and as we have a situation where we're going down into younger groups, there is a reality, particularly now with pharmacists, where you've, six doses in a vial. Like, if you're closing up the pharmacy and you're giving out Janssen, and I have spoken to pharmacists and they are having problems, they literally do have to ring.
And look, nobody wants to see something going to waste. And listen, just before I let you go, a couple of quick issues. Obviously, a huge protest over Mica yesterday in Dublin. The opposition want a 100% scheme, and I'm looking at a statement from your one of your spokespersons, Senator Mary Sherlock, calling for that. The government, though, they have a problem here. They can't just write a blank cheque on this, Alan.
I don't think people are asking them to write a blank cheque. I think, in fairness, there's a play on words here a little bit. Some of it might be for political reasons. What needs to happen is basically the government need to ensure that realistic and fair costs are covered, as well as basically the coverage of rebuilding. So issues in relation to rent, issues in relation to engineers' reports, that issues like that are covered as well on top of it. I mean, I think the government would be better off now over the next week or so just to outline, working with the representatives of the groups, to outline the areas that they feel they will cover. I believe that if they do that, that'll take away a lot of the uncertainty out there.
Okay, all right. Sorry, just to come back to the COVID issue. Just, do you agree with how the government have handled the UK issue and concerns about the variant there? And or do you think they actually, people who are vaccinated coming from the UK should still have to quarantine?
Well, look, I'm, given it's based on public health advice, I'm open to what they're doing. I feel, but there's two points here. Firstly, a lot of the people probably coming back in here into Ireland will be vaccinated. So after a number of days, we now know after self-quarantine, they will be able to
5 days, isn't it?
Move
yeah.
around. But the one thing I will say is that we do know that, there's a huge degree of trust here as regards people who are coming back to Ireland. Many of them have Irish roots following the rules. And, generally it's society hopefully will be able to, work on this and manage it, because...
Is that not out the window at this stage now?
Yeah, exactly. Self-quarantine, it's basically down to the goodwill of everyone working together.
Yeah. Okay, you sound sceptical.
Yeah, what I mean is that self-quarantine is really down to individual behaviour. This idea that in any way we can guarantee it'll happen or in any way it can be enforced is ridiculous. We just need goodwill of people to implement it, unfortunately.
Okay, sorry, just very finally on this, do you think maybe there should be mandatory hotel quarantine for people coming from the UK?
No, we support in general what's been proposed as being proportional.
All right, okay. All right, we'll leave it there. Labour leader Alan Kelly, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.